McGuire. Last night, the House passed a $4.5 billion emergency spending bill that would provide additional money to care for migrant families and unaccompanied children who cross the border with Mexico. The Senate is expected to act on a different bipartisan bill. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says what House Democrats passed won't make it through the Senate.
It's a go-nowhere proposal filled with poison pill riders, which the president has indicated he would veto.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says while he prefers what's in the House bill, there is room for compromise, which should be backed by everyone involved.
We all, Democrats, Republicans, Americans, have a responsibility to act here. The Senate, the House, and especially the president needs to act.
Pressure is growing on Congress and the administration to come up with the funding before its members take their 4th of July break in a few days. Military says two U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan. Details are not released, but it happened a day after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in the capital, Kabul.
My condolences certainly go out to them. I'm praying for them, for their families, and for all the soldiers that were around them.
A date has been set for Robert Mueller to go to Capitol Hill to appear before two House committees about his Russia report. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn with more.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says former special counsel Robert Mueller was reluctant to testify before his committee and the Committee on House Oversight, but agreed to honor their subpoenas. There will be two hearings back-to-back, and lawmakers will also meet with Mueller in a closed-door session. The committee leaders say they wrote Mueller, "The American public deserves to hear directly from you about your investigation and conclusions."
This is AP Radio News. President Trump renews his attacks on Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell. He tells Fox Business Network,
"Here's a guy, nobody ever heard of him before, and now I made him, and he wants to show how tough he is. Okay, let him show how tough he is. He's not doing a good job."
Powell took over as chairman in February 2018. As the board kept raising interest rates last year, Trump increased his criticism. Trump has complained that last year's four rate increases caused the stock market slide back in December. The president insists he has a right to demote or fire Powell. That's something legal experts dispute. NASA is set to open some moon rock samples that have been sealed since the last lunar mission, Apollo 17, in 1972. Karis Krister is lunar sample processor.
"At this point, we can't go back and get any more. There are plans to do so, but this is what we have right now is what we have, so they're very worth being protected."
I'm Tim McGuire, AP.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first laser center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.